Locker room chats continue here on 92.1 KMZA. And we head to Frankfort now to talk with girls basketball coach Brian Ebert. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, you look at your team off to a 2-0 start. Started with a win at Pawnee City on Friday, 57-17, and then bounced back with a big win against Wabunsee on Tuesday, 44-28. Still a couple of games this week, but how pleased are you with the start for your season?
Well, I think we're off to a good start. In the first half of the Pawnee City game, we were a little bit, maybe unsure of what we needed to do and a little bit scatterbrained. But second half, we really picked up the defense intensity and, outscored them by, I think, 30 points. So I thought, that was a good first game to get under our belt. At Wabunsee, we just had to be physical. And they were a very physical basketball team, and I thought our girls really stepped up to the physicality of the game and able to get a good win.
You only get one day, really, of practice time the rest of this week. Of course, Wednesday with games Thursday and Friday. How do you utilize just a one kind of practice day when you have three games in a span of a handful of days?
Yeah, well, it's just a matter of them make sure that they're understanding on the scouting report what we're talking about in that practice. As far as getting ready for a game on Friday, it'll be maybe a half-hour little walkthrough on Friday morning before school and just go play. So, not a lot of time to prepare, not a lot of preparation there, but definitely just I like it because you see how your team reacts to a little adversity and overcome maybe not knowing as much about this team as you would normally.
So the two games you got, Northern Heights and Manhattan Chief, on Thursday and Friday respectively, how much do you know about those two teams and what kind of ball games can you ultimately expect?
Well, Northern Heights has a couple good shooters and a 6-foot post player. Definitely need to be physical inside. And then same almost with Manhattan Chiefs is they have one good shooter, and then they have a big, strong post player about 6 foot, and he's really good. So, it all comes down to how well do we play defensively and are we able to block out and rebound.
That's Brian Ebert, Frankfort girls basketball coach. Our conversation with the coach presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. As Lady Wildcats 2-0, and they get two more games this week, Thursday against Northern Heights and then Friday against Manhattan Chief. Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck the rest of this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you very much.